It's free admission day.
Oh.
How come? Is that just like a Tuesday thing?
No, it's actually just today for the anniversary of the Boston Marathon.
Oh, okay.
Free admission is the Institute of Contemporary Arts gesture on this anniversary. Looking out at Boston Harbor through the museum's floor-to-ceiling glass windows, Kelly Gifford of the ICA reflects on what it means.
You feel the energy of the city of Boston and a real desire for people to come out and to connect with one another in so many different ways with all the ceremonies and the tributes going on. People are really looking for a place to commune and be with other people.
Janine Maglione lives on Boston's waterfront and came here with her walking group. She says it's a nice break from the anniversary news coverage.
I was glued to the television this morning watching it before we came, but I have to say that since we stepped inside, it really hasn't been on my mind. It will again, of course, as soon as we go home and we're watching again and thinking about people, but I think it's good to feel it and process it and see it all.
Jill Colva of Waltham says she isn't necessarily seeking solace today.
No, I think it was very upsetting last year, but I think you really do have to say we're not going to let people like this stop us, because that's the power of terrorism. It creates terror.
It was interesting coming in how much traffic there was and, you know, how really, I guess, resonant this day is for so many people.
Susan Pinsky drove into the ICA from Maynard.
You know, art doesn't just give us solace. Well, some art can be very disturbing, but it gets you thinking, and it involves you in every part of what's good about man, his intelligence, his creativity, his desire to engage. And on a day when there's been destruction, you know, certainly to see the other side of mankind is comforting.
More than a dozen Boston-area cultural institutions are collaborating on a project creating a series of events and spaces to reflect on the anniversary. It's called Boston Better, and the Old South Meeting House has been doing its part by offering free admission today, too.
We're seeing people being a lot quieter than usual.
That's Executive Director Emily Curran, who reminds me that this structure was built in 1729.
It's imbued with history, and it's synonymous with Boston having been the site where the Boston Tea Party began, where protest meetings that led to the American Revolution took place. It's also been a place of community, of people gathering together in prayer or in celebration. So the walls of this building have really special meaning.
Susan Penn from Baltimore is connecting to the Old South Meeting House's significance as well as to Boston. Being inside this historic building makes her remember her mother, who she says marched with Dr. Martin Luther King and was jailed and beaten for supporting civil rights. Penn says expressing solidarity with Boston today, any way she can, feels right.
It is kind of hard, but it's nice, though, to see in a year's time how much has happened on the flip side, on the positive side. I'm so proud of Boston.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.